This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Monday.
Well, this, I mean, look, a lot of news happened this weekend.
Shit ton of news.
We just right before this is before the show, so I don't know what order this all plays out in on the podcast app and all that. If you hear this after the
It'll
first hour, whatever it is,
yeah.
But yeah, I know they hear it after the show. But we're recording it before the show. We just got the Grady Jarrett news. We're going to talk a lot about that on the show. Ago. But the biggest news of the weekend is Juice Johnson throwing a no hitter.
This is correct.
That's bigger than Josh Allen. That's bigger than any of this shit. That's crazy.
First one.
Eight strikeouts in three innings?
Yeah.
That's prime
eight,
Randy
eight
Johnson.
Eight of the nine outs that she recorded were strikeouts. Now, she walked enough hitters to where they put up three runs. They were able to manufacture three runs.
Okay, so maybe not prime Randy Johnson. Maybe early Mariners.
Early Randy Mariners Johnson. Randy Johnson before he, you know, was dotting the strike zone consistently.
Yeah.
But she dotted it enough.
He threw a no-hitter in like 1990 with the Mariners where he had like seven walks.
Yeah.
But he
very similar situation. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, a super proud moment for us. Great game, too. Yeah. It's fun.
You guys win?
Yeah. We won 9-3. So we're off to a 1-0 start.
There you go.
She started the game out because I'm still working on my second and third pitchers a little bit. So I was really needing her to go three innings.
Is that
the
limit?
The game out. What's that?
You're only allowed to go three?
No, but that's typically what our games end up going by the time runs out. Sometimes we'll play into the fourth, but we play five inning games, I think, but we never get to a fifth.
Okay.
We're on an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, got it.
After the first, in the first inning, she struck out the first two hitters. She was at like seven pitches, and then the walk started. She ended up at like 24 pitches out of the first.
Is there a pitch limit?
No, but I want to keep her at around 60.
Okay.
Per outing.
Damn. That's a lot of damn pitches.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's just me Googling what's recommended kids of her age.
Right.
So I try to keep around 60.
I just remember like sometimes in college when you have that one pitcher, because that motion, like the underhand pitching motion, is so much more
natural,
beneficial for your joints than overhand. Like women softball pitchers don't get Tommy John.
Damn, that was going to be my next question.
They don't get it. Because you're not putting that torque on your elbow. Yeah. It's just such a more natural.
What about rotator?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But like I just remember like when I was in college, the Huskies had this pitcher named Danielle Lurie, who was Brett Lurie's sister. She was the best softball player in the nation back-to-back years. And when it got to the playoffs and the Women's World Series and all that, she just pitched every game. Just because there's no limit.
And a lot of them will do that.
She just pitched, and they won the national championship. She just pitched every game and would hit a home run or two, and they would just beat everybody. And she threw like three no-hitters in the World Series. Like, they just keep going. Just
keep going. A lot of them will do that. LSU last year had a pitcher that would pitch every game that she was available. So she would never go back-to-back days, but she would go, you know, every other if they had that many games. They typically don't.
Right.
They'll play like three a week or 4 a week, whatever the little tournament.
Do pitch count? I can't remember. In Little League? Like as far as like the best pitcher can pitch every day, right?
We had innings like you were only allowed to throw a pitcher for, because we had two games in the week. It was like Tuesday and Saturday.
Right. It was per week, wasn't it?
Per week you were only allowed to throw 8 innings or something like that. Because I think the games were 6 innings long. So, like, if you had one great pitcher, you couldn't just throw him every single game.
There are limits, but they're not really enforced. So I just kind of use the internet.
Yeah, who would know?
Yeah. That's, I mean, they're buried in the weirdo rule book.
Some dad on the other team.
Yep, a fucking weirdo. Hey, I was out here on Tuesday. Just out here with your child game. No, I was just out here browsing.
Yeah. Scouting,
just walking around. That guy pitched 5 innings the other day.
He threw a complete game on Tuesday. He can only throw 2. Yeah. Honestly, you're right. Probably some crazy ass
fucking weirdo.
Crazy ass dad.
Exactly what it'd be. A fucking motherfucking weirdo.
It's all on the honor system. But then the coach, you're also kind of a dick coach though, if you break the rules. It's like, this guy's better than everybody. I'm just going to pitch him every game until somebody tells me to stop. Even though the rules say don't, you know?
There are girls these days, though, that are starting
Khalil,
to have.
Khalil Mack's going back to the Chargers.
Chargers.
1 year, $18 million, fully guaranteed.
Okay.
And the hits keep on dropping.
Yeah, no, it's hot and heavy now.
Very newsworthy last 24 hours.
It's going to be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun today. Tampering starts technically at noon.
Because yesterday, I'm just sitting there because I was finishing up the F1 on on Netflix and had the other TV on, and I was like, what? At 7 o'clock, turning the inside because it went shit on after the, what was the second game? The Suns and the Mavs game. It went shit on.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me tell you. Then breaking news, DK Metcalf. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And then I was laughing because they were talking about Justin Fields, and I'm like, okay, well, he's right. If Justin Fields wanted to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, he would have already been a Steeler.
Right.
But it seems to me, good for him.
I just don't think they want him to be their starter.
I'm just going
to
wait.
I think they'll take him once. Yeah. Right.
But
yeah, now that job gets real interesting now. Like, I mean, you know, that's it's a good situation talent-wise. It's a real question mark personality-wise.
Like, I was kind of confused by
– you throw Aaron Rodgers in that mix?
Yeah.
I was confused about the Myles Garrett contract.
Well, I mean, dude. I'm assuming
clearly winning is not the top thing.
I'm assuming him and Nicole got together. They were like, "Miles, they're not going to let you go." When their owner says, "I want to meet with you," first of all, that's a slap in his fucking face because he's supposed to be he's a franchise player, but I'm the fucking owner. I don't have to meet with you. And then they're not going to let you go. Well, how about this? Okay, we're going to give you the biggest deal ever. Cool. Yeah.
I think
cool.
I mean, I assume Myles Garrett really did want to leave, but. Let's just say this was all like a leverage play.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Oh, like, hell yeah.
On them?
Well, yeah. By him.
By him.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. If this is a leverage, you get all that money. You well damn
done.
Right it was.
Yeah. Well done. Like, because if you don't do all this, you probably don't get all that. Like, you get a lot, but like, you know,
they
you
gotta, went above. You, make you got $5 million above the market.
Yeah. Like, you
that
get.
That just happened Wednesday. Or
you set
Thursday.
The market, but to set the market like that. Like, that's, you know, that's well played, that's, I think, by him. And again, you know, winning, I think, is the most important thing. Money's a close second.
Give you $100 million guaranteed.
And if you give somebody all that money,
I guess so.
We're going to try to win. We'll try to win. We'll do our best. We'll do our best to win. Well, same thing with DK Metcalf. Like, DK Metcalf wanted to go to a contender. I mean, did he? The Steelers?
He said it, or warm
Seahawks?
Weather.
Well,
warm
they made the playoffs last year.
He said warm weather.
They don't have that.
He's not going to get you warm weather, though.
He wanted to go to a better quarterback situation. They don't have
that. They don't have one.
And he wanted a new contract. Well, he did get that.
Yeah.
So,
immediately.
You know, at the end of the day, really, what's it all about?
Dude, I know. I saw your wife at the hockey game. I was like.
Yeah, she went and
saw Alex Ovechkin scored the M goal. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
We're fucking. The Bunkers are a hockey family now.
Seems like
full
it.
On.
It fucking like, seems like it, dude.
She lands in Washington, D.C. and takes the train straight to the arena and like buys a ticket on the train, goes to the arena.
Hell yeah.
She's in there for face-off, and she got to see out. Ovechkin score a goal in the third period. So
there you go.
That's she, awesome. You know, she was hopeful that like as the time led up to her going to DC, he would be closer to the record because how cool would it be to see somebody break Wayne Gretzky's goals record? But to see one of the ones that got him close, now he's within 10, I think, of Gretzky. So like she got to get in there yesterday and see him.
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live hockey is so much fun.
It's
yes,
a
it
whole,
is. Yes,
I
it
can't
is.
Watch it on thing. TV really.
It's, like, it's, it just, is.
It's a whole different thing.
I need. When she I'm watching some on TV, I need to.
They played the Kraken, so she got to see the Seattle.
If he breaks the record, would they put him ahead of Gretzky?
No. Because it's just goals. The points record. Gretzky has the more assists than anybody will ever get.
Right.
I guess Crosby's kind of close.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is there something but like... Yeah, I mean, he'll have more goals than Gretzky, but Gretzky will still have more points than anybody by like 1,000 or something like that.
Right.
Thing is, though, I think Ovechkin's not Canadian, so it doesn't really matter. But like, Canadians are kind of like over Gretzky.
I know, because that's why he left and everything.
Yeah, and you know who he's good buddies with now. Yeah. And all that.
Which is, you know, it
fair.
Is what it is.
Yeah, it's fair. I don't blame him. This is kind of wild to be that famous, popular, beloved, and you know
that was
it's a long time since he played hockey. Though.
But but them motherfuckers, they had a squad up there, and he just like blew it all up.
Yeah, it's true.
Squad,
it's true.
And it's like
they won a lot.
They did.
It's L.A. versus Edmonton. You know,
have you ever been to Edmonton?
I never have.
Where the hell is it?
I don't think I need to.
Edmonton's in Alberta.
Have you ever been to Edmonton?
I've been to L.A.
Is that East Canada? Have
you been? What did he win? 5 Stanley Cups there?
Yeah. Y'all are all right.
We're good. He brought you a decade of happiness. Let me go be in the sunshine.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.